time to do this? Yeah, I mean, and you guys. Well, you know, I think there's a couple things. First is when you get me right before I'm going out to practice, my mind is certainly not talking to you guys. I'm trying to get mentally ready for practice. And the other part would be, you know, I ain't trying to make it tough, but when we started with Derek, you're talking about media, and I said, one criteria that I have for speaking to media is I never want to speak on the same day that the head coach speaks. I have way too much respect for that chair. I've sat in that chair, and I got way too much respect for Doug and the chair he's got to sit in to speak on the same day. So anyway, that was my thing. But if this works better for you guys, you know, then that's fine. We can keep going.
Today, have you been through their tape and stuff?
Yeah, well, we already played them once, so you know that's probably the downside of this is we're not going to be our game plan is not final, and you guys know me, I probably don't talk very much about game plan anyway. But that is sort of the downside of this. It probably helps recap the game maybe a little bit better in a timelier fashion, but it also we're not into the game plan week. And honestly, you know, Doug hasn't really had a chance to set the tone for the upcoming week. So it's probably a double-edged thing, but we'll see how it goes.
Doug talked yesterday so that he didn't think that all the guys gave effort. Do you agree with that, particularly on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, you know, I think anytime things aren't going well, you're looking at everything that you can, whether it's schemes, whether it's individual effort, whether it's collective effort. It's a tough situation. It's 29-0 in this game. Here's what I'd say about that, and I actually talked to the defense about that this morning. When it's all said and done, we have to take the most pride in our effort. And sometimes there might be a difference between effort and energy. It's hard to have energy when you're down 29-0. It's not hard to have effort. And I think you saw us have effort. It's 29-0. We give up a first down, and Benny Logan runs 25 yards down the field and causes a fumble. And was that in fourth quarter? That was beginning of the fourth quarter. You don't do that without effort. You know, we cut it to two scores with whatever that was, 6 minutes to play. And didn't get the onside kick. And guys, 24 years in the NFL, don't tell me about a two-score game with 6 minutes to play, man. I've been on both sides of those. And we didn't get the onside kick, and it was a little bit deflating. You know, it's hard to have energy. You didn't get the onside kick, go out. We go out and force a fumble. You know, and Nigel actually was covering an eligible tight end. They sort of ran a trick play. They wiped 74, and he had him covered, and they booted away, and then he fell off him, and then it was like, you know, man, I got to go get him. Guy catches the ball. He didn't give up on the play. You know what he did? He went out and caused a fumble, and when Michael Kendrick picked it up, Michael didn't pick it up and fall down on the ground to avoid a hit. He didn't step out of bounds. He picked it up when he was trying to score, you know, and I'm encouraged by all those things. You don't always play your best, but I'm encouraged by those kind of things. I think that I would agree that we need to play with more energy. And that's a hard thing sometimes, too. You know, you're down 29-0. I've been there. You know, you make a sack, it's 29-0. If you get excited and high-five and have a sack dance, man, you guys probably say it. I probably say it at home watching TV, man. Didn't that guy know what the score is? But if you walk back to the huddle and put your head down and, you know, and just go through the motions, then everybody says the other thing. Say, man, they're not into it. They're not spirited. So I just told our guys, hey, let the chips fall where they may. Play with some emotion. Be willing to put yourself out there. And I think don't worry about, you know, anything else.
There early, it seemed like, when you were falling behind, when you were getting behind 29-0.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we had a handle on that, if you could just put a formula on that every game, I think that anybody in sports, whether it's football, whether it's the Eagles, whether it's baseball or hockey or basketball, you'd have a pretty good monopoly. There's human nature that goes into this game. You know, we didn't start that game very well. We went 3-and-out on offense. They got the ball at midfield. We gave up a field goal. We had a chance to get an interception. Man, what a change that would have made. Imagine we make that play, get that interception, you know, get that lead. Man, you'd probably be writing a different story. You'd say, man, they did have energy to start. And I think that goes to what I was talking to the guys about today. Regardless of what that scoreboard says, you got to come out and you got to play. And as there's the camaraderie, it's too precious not to. And you know, I was a little bit, I would say, disappointed. That disappointed might be a fine word, or an okay word, but you know, we need to play with more energy, whether it's at the beginning or at the end. And you know, that's a challenge every week.
I mean, there was a 3-0 score, 3-0, and there was a play at the goal line, 3-yard run by Hill, and you know, safety didn't even make any effort, and he kind of backed off on the play.
Yeah, are you talking about Rodney?
Yeah,
I don't say you're off base, but I looked at that play because Derek brought that to my attention, and his fit on that play is not inside. His fit is outside. And he got caught flat-footed. You know, he's getting ready to fit backside. All of a sudden, the ball pops out front side, and he wasn't expecting him right there. I'll tell you what, I'll put my name on Rodney McLeod any day. That guy plays the way the game's supposed to be played. He's tough. He's not the biggest guy on the field, but that guy is a warrior, and he's going to do everything he can to win that game. He got caught flat-footed, probably no different than a baseball player that's sitting on a fastball and you throw a changeup and he looks foolish on a play. That wasn't his best presentation. He didn't look good on that play. But I think that had a lot more to do with where he was expecting that ball than anything else. That's early in that game. You know, and I would probably even agree with you. Say after we got that ball back on that play and Carson threw his last interception and it's 2-score and they're in field goal range. If we had given up that touchdown then, man, that would have perked my eyes right there if he would have had that play. Early in that game right there, that guy's a warrior. And like I said, I'll put my name beside Rodney McLeod anytime.
Had you felt necessary previously this season to have this kind of talk with your guys, or was there something particular about this game or just – the way the season is trending that, hey, I better get hold of this right now?
Well, you know, we talk all the time, and this goes back to training camp. You know, for 9 weeks, you probably could not mention best defenses in the NFL without mentioning the Eagles. The last three, you probably can't mention worst defenses in the NFL without mentioning Eagles. Hey, facts of life, man. That's what it is. Same schemes, same players. I mean, other than Ron Brooks, pretty much the same bunch. We're in a slump. You know, I mean, we have to own that. We're in a three game slump. We had good games and bad games in that 9 stretch early. You know, some games we played better than others, but these last three, we've been in a slump. You know, for a lot of different reasons. Third down, last two games, third down's been a significant part of that. This last game, penalties had a significant portion of that. And sort of to go back to the effort question, those penalties we had, they weren't from lack of attention. They weren't from lack of composure. They were aggressive penalties. I mean, Brandon Graham is fighting to get to the quarterback. He's 300-pounders, you know, trying to get him. He's off balance. You know, he goes low on the quarterback. I mean, he knows he can't go low on the quarterback. He's trying to get him. If he swipes his leg, he's got a better chance. Jalen Watkins, I mean, that guy's got that ball. That guy's fighting to try to get a first down, you know, and he goes in to clean that tackle up to try to get us off the field on a critical third down, and the guy ducks his head. He ends up hitting him in the head. You know, those penalties hurt us. We recognize that, and we want to avoid penalties the best we can, but I tell you what, if you gave me the choice of Jalen Watkins getting that foul right there or passing on that hit and that guy fighting for the first down, I mean, we all would have lost our Philadelphia card right there. I mean, you know, you'd never be able to step out for pizza in South Philly if he hadn't tried to make that play. And I think that, but that doesn't change the fact that penalties had a big effect. Third down had a bit of big effect in this game. So.
Four-man pass rush is the philosophy that Doug said he liked when he hired you. Mm-hmm. When you see the sack totals in recent weeks, do you consider pressuring with more blitzing?
Yeah, you know, we blitzed an awful lot in this game. I think I called 19 blitzes. 17, a couple of them we audibled out of. You know, since he was going to try to make it hard to blitz, and a couple of those looks, and you might get sued for malpractice if you try to blitz a couple of those looks. They're in max protection. They're wanting you to blitz and keep you light in coverage. You know, facts were in this game, we got beat in blitz. We got beat in zone. We got beat in cover two. We got beat in two-man. We got beat in six. We rolled through every one. We got beat in all of them. And, you know, and facts of life, our corners aren't playing very well right now. It doesn't mean I've lost confidence in them, because that's the same bunch of corners that shut down some of the best offenses in the NFL. But we're in a slump, and it didn't matter what we were calling. And I got a couple of weeks ago when I was up here, we were talking about, I think it was Minnesota, maybe Atlanta, I think Minnesota. And I said it didn't matter what I was calling, they were all working. You know, and in this game, it didn't matter. And didn't matter what we were calling, it wasn't working. You know, I think I watch enough baseball and talk baseball players deal with slumps all the time. The only thing you can do in a slump is go back to basics, go back to technique. If you're a corner, it's all about technique. Well, there's two things. It's about technique and it's about confidence. We're not playing with a lot of confidence at corner, and we need to tighten up our technique.
Philosophically speaking, you're talking about the struggles of the corners, and a lot of money was invested in the safety position. Typically, a lot of teams don't do that. They invest more on the outside, the edge guys. I mean, is that your school of thought when it comes to, you know, personnel in the back end?
Well, you know, a lot of it is availability also, you know. I mean, there's a lot of great corners in the league that don't become available in free agency, and you got to take every chance you can to improve our team, or to improve any way you can. There's something to be said for being strong up the middle also. I don't know any other way to answer it but that. But the corners are important.
You know, there was some blown coverage there too. Is there communication an issue?
You know, blown, I don't know which one you're referring to when you say blown coverages. We got beat with technique. I don't think we had anything that.
It looked like McLeod was going there.
If you watch it, he set down inside. He bit on the first move, and then the guy got it and threw it open on the outside. I mean, it wasn't a miscommunication. That's just one bad step, and that's this league, man. You take one bad step, you can look bad. I think that falls a little bit with our talk before about technique. It's technique and it's confidence, and that's not just a corner thing, that's a safety thing. I don't think that communication was an issue in this. There was only one play I think that we had a miscommunication. That was when they were backed up and they ran the ball out of that full house backfield. There was an adjustment that we had made after the first time they ran it, because they had never shown that before. That the second time we didn't make that play, and we gave up some rushing yards, but I thought our rushing defense certainly wasn't a problem in this game. We played the run pretty well.
If your cornerbacks are in fact not playing very well, and you said you called 19 blitzes but audibled out of 17.
No. We audibled about it. I think 17 of them were actually executed. There's a couple that weren't. There was two that weren't.
But I guess, you would want to blitz more in that case. About that or no?
Oh, I don't know how many yards it was, but that first third down we gave up, Nolan down the field, that was blitz. You know, there are ways, and sometimes the best answer to be able to cover them is get the ball to come out quicker. There's double edge to that too. If they pick up that blitz, you can get isolated in coverage a lot. I'll go back. Technique, confidence, we need those things.
In the back end of the defense, I mean, it's so interrelated. Pass coverage helps, pass rush coverage, vice versa. So that being said, would you like to see your corners when you go in man, like to see them be more disruptive at the line of scrimmage?
You know, it really depends on situation. It depends on opponent. It depends on, a lot of different things. There are times to be aggressive. There are times, that you're better off in a different technique. I think you can't go too steady a diet of anything, any one thing right there. I agree with you. I do think it goes hand in hand with coverage. If you're not covering well, you can rush all you want. You're not going to get there because the ball's coming out quick. Other end of that is if you're not rushing well, you can cover as well as you want. If that quarterback's holding the ball forever, You know, those guys understand that. They understand that their success has a lot to do with the other guys' success. I think that, you know, there's times to be aggressive in coverage. A couple weeks ago, playing Atlanta, Leo was very aggressive on a play. He gave up an 80-yard touchdown. You know, that's all probably right. Too aggressive in coverage. You know, and then you're off and you give up a play in front. Not aggressive enough in coverage, man. It's a tough league. It's tough business out there. Can't lose your confidence.
How do you get guys' confidence back?
You know, I think, and I'll go back to that baseball comparison because I'm a big baseball fan, and I've heard guys talk. I mean, I was a kid in Baltimore. There was a Oriole player named Lee May, and he was a streaky hitter. Yeah, and I mean, he was that guy that when he was hot, it didn't matter. You could throw him a high fastball, and he was hitting it, change up, curve ball. The ball was probably like a beach ball to him, and he was just stroking. But he could also go in some wicked slumps. I mean, just terrible slumps. I was too young to remember, but watching all the other stuff in 1970 and the Orioles beat the Cincy in the World Series, he was the only guy that could hit for the Reds. He batted like 400 with two home runs. They were down 5-3. He hit the only home run got the only win in that game. Anyway, but when it's not going good, it looks like a seed. You know, you're not hitting it. And he had a famous quote one time. They wanted him to take extra batting practice. And he said, who's going to be pitching? It's like the pitching coach. And he's like, I'm not having a problem hitting him. You know, I'm having a problem with those other guys. But long story there. Here's the thing that always got me with baseball players and hearing those guys. To get themselves out of a slump, and slumps happen in baseball. I mean, it's probably more so than any other sport. You go over 16 or something like that. Every single guy that I've ever heard talk about getting themselves out of a slump, it had nothing to do with burning his bats or changing his sweatshirt or changing, you know, his whole approach. It was always about going back and watching himself be successful. Hey, let me go back and watch when I was hot. And let me go back to that, and let me see where I've got away from those things. And I think that falls a little bit what I talked about before, technique, technique, technique. And, you know, I think that, you know, you go back and see what you're doing well and when you were doing it well. And if you did, you're probably playing with good technique. You're playing with energy, those things. And we can get back to that.
In a situation like this, then, do you make your guys go back and watch when they were successful more than – you know, games where they've made mistakes and they try to correct them?
You know, we do that all the time. You're always trying to positively reinforce, you know. I think it probably falls a little bit like coverage. You can't go too much into that. You know, sometimes there's some fire and brimstone. You know, sometimes you can't shy away from some of the plays that you put on film. But, you know, sometimes coaches, when things aren't going well, you need to find a way to bring guys up. And when things are going well, you need to find a way to, bring them back to reality a little bit. And I think in this case, it has a lot to do with confidence. And we need to get back to that. And they need to know that, first 9 weeks, you know, they were respected as for what they put on tape. And the last three, we've been in a slump, and we need to get back to those first nine. So, you know, but we do that a lot. No follow-up. All right.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, guys.